morning, everybody. On 88.1, it's Maryland Morning. The Annex Theater is one of six local companies that has formed a group called Le Mondo, an arts incubator and set of venues that they hope to build on Howard Street in Baltimore's Bromo Tower Arts and Entertainment District. Annex will partner with Acme Corporation, Stillpoint Theater Initiative, and the EMP Collective, among others, to build new performance spaces and to create a place where local artists and community members will develop new work. Well, two of the founders of the EMP Collective are with me this morning in Studio A. Maggie Villegas and Carly Bales are also working with the Annex Theater in their current production. It's a play called Mary Hartman, Mary Hartman. Now, folks of a certain age will remember that iconic cult TV show from the 1970s, which poked fun at soap operas. The Annex Theater show was adapted for the stage by Maggie Villegas, and it stars Carly Bales as Mary Hartman. Welcome to you both. Good to see you.
Hello. Good morning.
So, Maggie, how does a 1970s sitcom end up as fodder for you as a director and theater artist for a live play?
Well, I actually was mutual friends with a student of Greg Mulavy's who played Tom Hartman on the original production, and she introduced me to the show, and as a fan of absurdist existential material, I was immediately drawn to the piece. I thought that it was well-suited for the stage, and later learned after watching many, many episodes that the first two episodes had actually been filmed as a stage production. And I thought it was a great piece that nobody I knew in my age group had heard of, other than the people who had lived to see it when it was on the air. So I wanted to bring it back.
Yeah. So how did you approach this then? I was at the play the other night, and then I looked at the first episode on YouTube of Mary Hartman, and I was in college. I was younger than you are now. You're in your mid-20s. I was in my early 20s, you know, by the time it came on the air. So I do have a recollection of it. I remember it being very funny. It takes place in Fernwood, Ohio. And there was another offshoot of that called Fernwood Tonight, which starred a guy that I actually knew a little bit when he and I were in Boston together. So I was interested in that. But the first episode seems to mirror the first act of your play fairly closely. And then what happens after that?
So it was a big challenge to try to get a show that had over 300 episodes and try to distill the essence of that into one night of theater that an audience could absorb. And so in terms of approaching the script, I wanted to, well, first treat it with a great deal of respect because I have a lot of respect for the writers of the original production, but also to create a narrative that introduces these characters as if somebody had never seen them before. And so it was really important to sort of follow along with how those characters are introduced in the beginning of the original production, just because you don't want to just dive in and assume people know everything that's happening. And, you know, it sort of draws you into the characters' lives. As the show progresses, it starts to veer further and further away from the original storyline, sort of plucking pieces that had the highest impact on Mary's life. And really, it follows Mary's descent into madness, essentially.
Carly, you affect that descent on stage. So for folks who aren't familiar with Mary Hartman, tell us about her and her various neuroses.
Well, I mean, she was sort of created, in my mind, as this every woman in some sense. She's this working class 1970s housewife. She has a daughter and a husband who works in a factory. Her parents live down the street. She's best friends with her neighbor. And for me, one of the big points to hone in on was the fact that she was raised sort of in this 1950s mentality and is now at the crux of this new sort of social liberation in the 1970s, especially with women's lib, sexual revolution, and things like that. And she's trying to process this new information with sort of the way that she's learned to interact with the world, and she's kind of doing it to disastrous results. I mean, I think a huge part of this story and these characters is they're complete lack of ability to communicate with each other on any real level.
And much of Mary's orientation to the world is premised on television and watching the ads.
Sure, absolutely.
One of the great touches in your production with the Annex Theater is these teleplays that you have that one watches on an old-fashioned TV before the show starts. Explain what those are and how you came to create those.
Well, you know, as you said, in the show and in our play, commercials and television and media are a huge way of, are a huge sort of pathway for Mary into these new worlds that are opening up. But she's still sort of translating them through this very antiquated mode of communication in her life. I had a really talented video designer, Rachel Dwiggins, who's worked with us before at EMP on such plays as Condo, Condo, Condoland. And she also worked on the Annex Theaters, The Cook, The Thief, His Wife and Her Lover. She basically took commercials from the era and major products and sort of spliced them in with recreations of actors who were in the play. So you're kind of introduced to the play with this weird feedback loop of characters you will see in the play later playing these sort of archetypical commercial characters for feminine hygiene and Schlitz beer and, you know, Goodyear tires, things like that.
Right. The Goodyear tire one is particularly funny. It's like you need safe tires when a woman drives. And there's this whole thing about
right.
a woman driving late at night and it's raining and stuff. And
it's
the reason
dangerous.
To buy the tires is a woman is, you know, just a priori a dangerous creature driving this thing. There's some really funny
There's definitely things. Her curation of those commercials and the ones that she shot are definitely veered towards this weird sense of femininity changing in the 1970s.
Carly Bales is the star of Mary Hartman. Mary Hartman at the Annex Theater. Maggie Vijaygas joins us in the studio as well. It's on 88.1. It's Maryland Morning, and I'm Tom Hall. So, Maggie, you mentioned this challenge to you as the adapter of the script and the director of the show to give folks a frame of reference who don't know the show. It's amazing to think that this was only on for a couple of years, right? Like 1976, 1977, but they did 325 episodes. I mean, right now, a series, you know, House of Cards, you know, is going to make a big splash in a few weeks when they release 13 more episodes. This is the amount of work that they did back then was astonishing.
Well, I mean, and it was an exhausting piece for the people who produced it originally as well. You know, there's well-documented cases of the wear and tear that this project had on the original Mary Hartman, Louise Lasser.
Louise Lasser, yeah.
And it was treated very much like a, like a soap opera. They were on the same soap opera schedule where they shot every day. And it was very important to them, and in terms of framing this piece as well, to honor the soap opera medium, just because it was completely designed, even when it was on the radio, to sell products to women, essentially. And that was the genesis of the medium, and we really wanted to explore that in the piece.
This is a Norman Lear thing that, mm-hmm. that sort of, you know, took soap operas to task. Very interesting. Now, the list of credits in the program here is sort of indicative of what's going on in the theater scene and the DIY community, as it's known here in Baltimore. And you guys, I think, are great exemplars of that, because here you
oh,
are
thank you.
Working well. I mean, I take that as a high compliment, because it is. But there's so many interconnections. So you guys are doing the show at the Annex Theater. You're also two of the folks, along with some other people, who founded the EMP Collective. Mm-hmm. And then the EMP Collective and the Annex Theater, as well as a few other groups, are going to get together and form this other consortium called Le Mondo. So the interconnections here are just astonishing. And when you look at the program for the Annex Theater, with the people like who did the teleplays and the people who do the production design and all the other facets of it, it's really tremendous to think that there's so many people working. So let's take this sort of one thing at a time. Let's start with the EMP Collective, Carly.
Yes. What
was your purpose in forming this sort of consortium of different artists? Because EMP is not just devoted only to theater.
Correct.
You do all sorts of other stuff, too.
Well, I think that just derived from a group of people who were all immensely talented and came from wildly different backgrounds. I moved to the region in 2009, and I'd known Maggie from college and knew that she was living and working in Baltimore, and I really wanted to work on a project, a devised theater piece with a group of people. but I didn't know anyone. So Maggie and I got together and were able to amass a small group of people to devise our first theater piece in Baltimore called We're All Gonna Die. It was sort of all thematically linked to sort of post-apocalyptic ideas. And it just sort of...
Or in Baltimore when it snows. Either way.
Right. Well, yeah. You know, this
it wasn't
during,
January.
It wasn't during the snowpocalypse, actually, coincidentally. So it just sort of blossomed out of that for that need to create and work with people from different backgrounds and sort of meld and modulate our talents together into this completely new thing. I always tell people I got a degree in theater, but I was the worst theater student possible. And I think that a few of us who did have a theater background kind of felt the same way, is that we were always looking for a little bit more and a little bit something different. And we found it in each other.
Yes. Cue the violins. Very nice. But Maggie, it's not just theater. I mean, you have visual art exhibitions, you have music, you have poetry slams, you have all sorts of stuff. Tell us about what's going on this weekend. On Friday night, there's an opening reception for an artist named Amanda Burnham, who's doing something that she calls a living drawing. What's that all about?
So Amanda Burnham is an amazing visual artist. She is doing a project called RFP, where she's essentially asking the city of Baltimore to respond to what they want to see Baltimore look like. And so it'll be the opening reception this Saturday, but she's going to have open gallery hours where she's collaborating with anybody that's coming into the space to help inform what that drawing will be, and that'll culminate in a closing reception.
So this is an example of an artist who really is trying to get ideas, inspiration, and physical involvement from other artists and non-artists, too, right? I mean, this is sort of open to everybody.
Well, most definitely. The idea, well, Amanda does these large-scale 2D installations and drawings that are mostly urban landscapes, so she's taken on the ambitious task of basically transforming our space down on Baltimore Street into this sort of quote-unquote ideal city. What do we want Baltimore to be now? What do we want it to be in the future? And she's looking for input from anyone and everyone. She's done tours in schools. She's worked with classes, things like that already. So this is definitely a huge community project.
And this group that you're putting together with EMP and Annex and Still Point Theater Initiative and some other groups called Le Mondo, you've got a community charrette going on for them Saturday afternoon. It's a busy weekend for you guys.
Yes, most
we don't sleep.
Yeah, evidently. So what is your idea there? This is a bunch of theater groups that are going to get, and other groups that are going to get together. And Maggie, what do you hope this thing's going to look like in 3 years once it's built?
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm hoping that this meeting on Saturday will help inform that, really. We want to create a destination corridor on Howard Street. It used to be a theater district. We'd like to bring that back. We want to see as many members of the arts community involved in this project. The more investment that we have from the arts community and from the surrounding communities in this project, the longer it'll last and the higher impact it'll have. As you noted before, we're a very open group of people. We love collaborating, and we've found that we always come to the best result whenever we open up our process as much as possible and invite as many people in. We're a very welcoming organization.
Yeah, you are indeed. And the community aspect of this, the placement in Baltimore, the role of the city itself, Carly, really is a very important parameter of all the work that you do, whether it be a theater piece or anything else.
Absolutely.
I mean, is that something that comes from, I mean, where does that come from? Is that something that's part of your training, or is that, you know?
I just think it's part of, at least for me and Maggie, our preferred aesthetic and process way to work. I certainly come up with great ideas, but my ideas always become greater when I incorporate other voices, other worldviews, other modes of operation.
Two heads are better than one. Yeah.
That's true.
All right. Well, it's great to see you both, and break a leg with the rest of the run of this show and all the other stuff you guys got going on. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Maggie Villegas adopted and directed the Annex Theater's production of Mary Hartman, Mary Harton. Carly Bales stars in the show. It's at the Chicken Box at the corner of Charles Street and North Avenue in the Station North Arts and Entertainment District. It's there until a week from Sunday, and then over at the EMP Collective on West Baltimore on Friday night. Maggie, you said Saturday night. The website says Friday night. When's Amanda Burnham's thing?
It's Saturday.
Right,
on Saturday night, then, there's an opening celebration for a new living drawing by the artist Amanda Burnham. Gamble Cosmos will perform. That starts at 7, and on a Saturday afternoon, the members of the New Arts Incubator called Le Mondo will hold a community charrette at the Current Gallery. That meeting starts at 2 o'clock, so we've got links to all this stuff on our website, wipr.org/Maryland Morning.